In Zambia, in southern Africa, a ban against child marriage was introduced 17 months ago as part of efforts to tackle gender-based violence. However, physical and sexual violence against women and girls remains one of the country's biggest issues. Our reporter Karen Creed and cameraman Brian Walsh travelled to the capital Lusaka with the support of the Simon Cumbers Media Fund to find out the harm that many women and girls are exposed to and what is being done to prevent it.
I have experienced abuse when I was a child, and it's something that I have had to deal with for a very long time.
Anastasia Munyati speaks about the abuse that happened to her growing up and how it has led to her work in campaigning for social and gender justice. Gender-based violence remains one of the biggest issues in Zambia. Women being abused in the home, their daughters being physically and sexually assaulted, and in many cases the perpetrator is known to the victim.
I think the worst cases that are happening now is where fathers are now abusing their own daughters. Some mothers will be aware of the abuse that is happening in the home, and they will say, I cannot report this because of the fact that your father is one who is providing for us at home. So if he is imprisoned, what will we eat? And if he's imprisoned, it's going to bring shame to the family. So it's quite a lot that needs to be done in terms of really breaking down the harmful norms that exist in our society.
As efforts are being made to dismantle them, one of the challenges is spreading the awareness to rural communities and their leaders who hold significant power and influence. The chief of one region, Chamuka, has declared his community a gender-based violence-free zone. This includes ending child marriage, which, despite a law being brought in banning it in late 2023, remains an issue in many areas.
We are looking at negative cultural practices. We are stopping them. For example, a practice which says when a girl just reaches puberty, this girl should get married. For us, we have banned that. And the community has accepted that very well.
The chief is one of more than 200 traditional leaders across the country, with the hope that more training will encourage others to take a similar approach to change their communities. On a national level, it's evident there is a will for change. The government has run joint programs with the UN on the prevention and response to gender-based violence, with more awareness too around the punishment for perpetrators, with prison sentences of 15 years and more. Shupe Makashinyi from the United Nations Development Programme says the evidence is there that it's having a positive effect.
There are platforms now where girls in the villages can talk about gender equality, can talk about GBV in marriage, domestic violence being a crime. In those years, long ago, you wouldn't have such platforms because you'd ask women, is it okay for your husband to beat you? Some women will say, yeah, it's a sign of love. But right now, they know that that's not a sign of love. They've been awakened that there's law against GBV.
As a result, more cases of gender-based violence are being reported each year. Another key part of the strategy is the growth of one-stop centres to support women and children. Shupe highlights the importance of their expansion to rural areas.
They bring services closer to the people. Secondly, you've got rural communities identifying their own problems and finding solutions. So if a case goes to a village like you visited yesterday of defilement, they shouldn't sit and say, oh, parents exchange goats or animals. No, no, no. We teach them, they are trained on how to deal with cases, and they know which case they can deal with and which one they cannot. Now that in itself is a plus because we've got communities that know where to go to for which case.
Zambia's ambition to tackle gender-based violence goes back more than two decades. Ireland is among the countries that has been supporting efforts both financially and using its own experience to show the opportunities to increase access to justice. Chali Mbewe Hembayi, who specialises in prosecuting cases of sexual and domestic violence and child protection, outlines how progress is being made.
With the support of the government of Ireland, we've been able as a country to set up our GBV fast-track courts. We have trained magistrates, prosecutors, investigators in how to respond appropriately to cases of gender-based violence.
However, there are still strides to be made to move away from the narrative of victim blaming, as it's still hindering some women and girls from reporting these crimes.
So you find all this stigma, The challenge that we have is the withdrawals. Victims come in to report and then at some point stepping away. So that leaves now the perpetrators to walk around scot-free. So the legal framework is quite robust, it's strong, but it's the implementation of the laws and the support for the victims to see their reported cases getting to the end.
Chali Hambayi ending that report by Karen Creed in Zambia that was supported by the Simon Cumbers Media Fund. Tomorrow, Karen will be looking at the younger generation in Zambia and how they are pushing for gender equality.